You wait because I don't have space to...
Gonçalo Acevedo Silva is a busy young man. This evening he's managed to set aside some time for an interview in his hotel room, even though he says he should actually be on the phone to his team of volunteers back in Portugal right now. After that, he has to do some studying for his upcoming uni exams. It's going to be a long night. A quick glance over at his opened laptop shows he has 187 unread emails.
I created the Gap Year Portugal Association in October of 2012. Since there, I am the president.
Gonçalo is in Germany to receive a prize for his groundbreaking work with the organization he founded himself late last year, gapyear.pt.
For me now, at this time, the school and my course, it's a little bit in second place. It's a sacrifice that I have to make.
Dressed today in a smart shirt and casual trousers, the 19-year-old economics student looks every bit the stylish young European university student. But this time last year, things looked very different. He was travelling around Asia with his backpack on, volunteering and experiencing life in over 25 countries. He worked in an orphanage in Nepal and joined environmental conservation efforts in Timor. But one of his most memorable experiences was in India, he says.
That village was 10 hours away from the nearest city. I was sleeping with that family all the days, eating with them on the floor, using the same bathrooms that it's important to grow.
The whole Gap Year, which was sponsored by a charitable foundation in Portugal, was an experience he will never forget, Gonçalo says. In fact, he was so excited by what his Gap Year did for him that when he returned to Portugal, he wanted to encourage other young people to do the same. It was then that he noticed that little was being done to help young Portuguese take part in such programs. That's when he started his own organization. From small beginnings in October of last year, he and 10 volunteers have now developed the organisation into the first point of contact for interested school leavers in Portugal. There have been a number of recent media reports of how many young, out-of-work professionals from Portugal have been migrating to other Portuguese-speaking countries, like Brazil or Mozambique. Mainly, it was a reaction to the economic crisis which has gripped the country since 2010. But Gonçalo says sometimes it's difficult to convince school leavers, who are not yet ready to take their place in the workforce, to get involved in overseas travel now.
Well, I think that is a culture problem, if we can call it a problem. We never thought about that. That's why we have our organization have huge potential, because I think that no one think about this in the end of high school.
Gonçalo says that a gap year, trying out different things in different countries, helps you become certain of what you want to do in life. Too many people just go straight to university in Portugal without considering what else they can do, he says.
I do think that they really know the importance of go to the university, but sometimes, or I would say the majority part of the students don't know exactly that is that the course that they want to go. We have a lot of contact with that part of the society, with the young people, and they are always saying that they don't know the course that they want to go.
Right now, over 140 young Portuguese are travelling around the world doing work with the GapYear.pt organisation. Last year, the number was just 4. Most of them out on the road are blogging as they travel, like Diogo Pedroso, who's currently landed in Rio de Janeiro. He writes on his blog.
I've been here working with kids now in the favelas for 5 weeks. It sounds cliched, but I learnt here that sometimes you can be happier with less. This has been the happiest time in all the trip.
Here in Europe, Gonçalo is back online himself, writing to foundations and authorities to get them on board with the programme. Recently, he even managed to get an audience with the Portuguese Parliament to talk about his organisation's growing plans. Gonçalo himself isn't worried about poor job prospects when he finishes his degree.
I know that I'm creating, and me and my team, we are creating something that is going to change Portugal. That's why I'm not afraid, because I know that in a few years, everyone is going to recognize all our work.
It's time to leave Gonçalo in peace. He's got 140 young people on the road, a team of volunteers, and his studies to attend to. So all that's left is to wish him and tomorrow's generation in Portugal all the best. André Leslie, DW, Aachen.